The Russian invaders have stolen 3.7 million tons of Ukrainian grain in the temporarily occupied territories, excluding the Crimean Peninsula. In the temporarily occupied territories, excluding the Crimean Peninsula, 3.7 million tons of Ukrainian grain have been stolen. Of them, 1.4 million tons have been stolen in Zaporizhia region. The Russians steal all this grain from farmers who are forced to sell their products at fixed prices many times lower than market ones, the National Resistance Center reports. It is noted that the grain is then resold to enterprises related to Kremlin-installed officials and sold at market prices in the Russian Federation. The National Resistance Center emphasizes that everyone involved in grain theft will be held to account under the current legislation of Ukraine. At the same time, Ukraine continues to look for opportunities to resume the grain deal. In particular, on Friday, the 25th of August, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine Dmytro Kuleba and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Turkey Hakan Fidan discussed the resumption of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. "We have a common approach here. We work, make every effort to restore the functioning of this initiative," Ukraine's top diplomat stressed. The mass media also report that Primus Liberian flagged bulk carrier, which had been in the Ukrainian port since the beginning of the Russian full-scale invasion, left Odessa. The ship is heading to the port of Varna in Bulgaria. Primus is already the second vessel that left the port of Odessa outside the framework of the grain corridor. Bodin Marushak,